Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 14 cents at 660. That was a good 9 cents off the lows. September wheat up 6 cents, 942.5, but that was about a dime off the highs. November beans up 6 and 3 quarter cents, 1431. That was 31 cents off the highs. The crude oil rallied about $3 a barrel here, from 105.60 up to 108.80. So I think that helped the beans rebound. Not sure why the wheat broke. The corn rallied because of the beans, but it was kind of lackluster considering the beans rallied over 30 cents. We've got export inspections at 10 o'clock, crop progress tonight. They're looking for a decrease of 2 to 3 percentage points on corn and beans with the hot, dry weather we had last week. I don't know if it's going to be that bad. We've had some rains, and I don't think it was that hot to do a lot of damage to drop the ratings that hard, but we'll see what they come up with tonight. We have a long weekend coming up. I don't think that'll have much impact. The big thing will be the quarterly stocks and acreage number on Thursday. So the average guess on the acres is corn up 300,000, beans down 400,000. If those are the numbers, I don't think it'll have a major impact on the grains out here. The weather out here, we've been cooler and a little bit more rain, I think, than people thought, which is why the corn's down 14. Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois all got pretty good rains. Indiana and Ohio are still a bit dry, but overall the temperatures look a little bit cooler this week. Some scattered rains around, nothing really heavy. It stays hot in Texas, but the rest of the country looks pretty marginal. So that's what we see here this morning. I don't know that, you know, the closer we get to the 4th of July holiday after the report, I think we'll see more and more volatility out here. And then we'll have to, you know, really decide whether there's that much pressure on the corn. You know, we'll be heading into pollination sometime after the 4th of July, and that's going to be the real critical area for the corn market. I haven't seen any estimates on the stocks numbers yet, but I think they may be a little bit higher than what some people are thinking out here. So that's about it. We've got the dollar down 24 ticks. I don't think that'll be a major impact to start with. We've got the Dow Jones up 38 again. If that's where we open, I don't think that'll have a big impact. The metals are just a little bit higher here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.